very difficult out there. Not much employment. Everybody thinks everybody has this social life which they want to show everybody is perfect, but otherwise there's a huge cases of anxiety and depression coming from this country. And at the same time, if you're not a Korean, and especially if you're an other Asian, you're going to experience a lot of discrimination, which doesn't happen the other way around, because when Koreans come to India, you know, we praise them. We praise them for their work. We praise them because if you see, we got our independence in 1947, and 10, 15 years back later, after the North Korea and South Korea war, South Korea got drifted and they started pretty late. Better than what, I wouldn't say ours, but, you know, we also have to tackle it. The ratio goes with per person GDP, so theirs is much better. We have a huge population crisis here. But that doesn't give any country the right to say that, you know, you should not be allowed in, you know, a public place. It was a huge disheartening moment for me. And I'm sure every Indian who is watching or who is listening to me right now can probably relate to it. But this is what happens. And if you think that Korea is the only place, not really. You're sadly mistaken. You go to any country, if you're not the privileged one, if you're not the going there with their locals, or, you know, if you're not a part of a certain lobby, you will be discriminated. And, you know, mind you, you know, we are no different. The Northeastern people come to Delhi, they are discriminated. So I think it's in everywhere. But again, it's how you tackle. So for someone like me, because I used to always be surrounded by the tourism board and people who are from that region, I never experienced something like this. But it happens, and a lot of places it happens. And we Indians are also responsible for how people treat us. I'll tell you one very small incident. I was in Thailand. I was coming back to India, to Bombay from Thai Airways. And there was